one of our most spirited practices in the last probably 3 weeks. Very good. We decided to take the pads off. We did not have a padded practice today. And we went out there just the idea of we're going to do everything we can to make sure we play fast on Sunday. And but our tempo was outstanding. Like I said, the energy was good. Just a really good practice for us.
How tough is it not having Telvin out there? And how tough of a week has it been for the team?
It's tough. You know, the team is, you know, obviously he's in their thoughts. But they also know they've got a job to do. But, man, can you imagine the emotional roller coaster he's been on? So, great news today for him with the birth of a son. So, he just has a lot going on right now. But we've had great conversation. And, you know, your heart goes for him. But I know that he's, just taking everything day by day right now.
Hey, Avery Jones has filled in for Roy Miller at nose tackle. What have you thought of his play?
Good. You know, Roy Miller is an outstanding player for us. And I think Avery's come in and done a really good job. He's getting more reps than he ever has at one time. I know we talked about rotating some guys there, but Avery's really been in there majority of the time. So, you know, we keep challenging him to be consistent. It's a tough position physically. And I think he stood up to it really well.
He's obviously a different body type. Does he do things differently than Roy?
Yeah, it's a different style, without a doubt. There's a different style in there.
You brought up Monday that Koyak gives you different options in the passing and running game. Has he earned more playing time moving forward?
He has. I don't know exactly reps-wise and stuff. Julius, like I said, still ended up with the most reps. But I think there's a unique skill set that he gives us. And, he made a couple big plays for us as well.
Hey, Rob's been putting together a couple of good games back-to-back. How did he do with the adjustment to Hackett?
Good. I think they're all kind of the unknown, what's going to take place and how is this going to all come together. But, I think he's done really a good job. I give him credit, too. He went through a tough little time right there with some drops. But for us in this building and on this team, we knew what he's all about and that, you know, he would bounce back from that, and he has. So. I'm just excited about how he's progressed, too.
Yeah, what does that say about him, that he so quickly was able to get over that?
Well, I mean, he's done that out in the field. You know, the ability to quickly recover, we talk about that as a team. But we've got a number of players that demonstrate it. He's one of them.
What does Koyak give you blocking-wise that Julius maybe does?
Well, he can play Y. So at times you can see that where Mercedes has been off the ball some because of it. So he can play Y. He can play F. He can just do a variety of things. He can be in the backfield. We can put him in the backfield if we needed to. So his versatility, I think, allows us to be more flexible with our overall sets.
So he is a better blocker than what you're getting out of Julius then at this point.
Well, I mean, Julius has made progress on it. We thought he did a good job in training camp. But it's just a different style. Some of the things we asked Ben to do, we're not going to put Julius in those situations.
Your best game of the year on third down offense last week, what was sort of the key for converting those?
Well, I think every game you go into it and you have a different game plan. Last week was a different game plan than the week before. We just felt like for us to have success, we were going to have to really hone in on a couple areas. And, it was explained to the group and what our plans were. And we executed pretty well. There's a couple times where we had some passes that were short of the sticks, which, you know, that's not ideal. But when you do that, you want them to turn upfield and, you know, hopefully get the yardage that way. But I think overall pretty good. I think it was 59%. So, you know, I think you want one of the better ones in the league for that week.
How do you feel the offensive line's done over the last 2 weeks?
It's good. I think they're feeling a more commitment to the run game. And for any offensive lineman, they love that, you know, because it keeps our defense, where they have really two things to think about, run and pass. So I think they've really thrived on that and done a good job.
You mentioned the energy. You think they wouldn't be there without pads on, but how did you – is it – where guys just moving around?
Well, sometimes you get that. You know, I think, you know, at this time of the year, everybody's a little bit sore and beat up. And, you know, and you put the pads on, you go out there and you hit more. But sometimes, you know, giving them a break. I think we actually did it 1 week earlier last year than we did this year with the no pads. So, you know, I think it's a good little break for them, you know, mentally. And, you hope that you go out there and see full concentration. And that's what we saw. So I'm really glad how they responded to it.
You're obviously familiar with Golden Tate. How impressive has he been for Detroit?
Let me tell you something about Golden Tate. He is a fierce competitor. He really is. I loved going against him in practice up in Seattle. He competed in everything he did. So it's not surprising. He can make acrobatic catches. He can take a short pass, turn it into a big gain. He can make a game-winning catch like he's done so much in his career. I just got a lot of respect for him, a lot of respect for him as an athlete.